tonight. There's growing concern about the numbers of coronavirus cases in care homes, where hundreds of people are now known to have died. Some care home providers even think the true figure could be much higher, possibly into the thousands. But without widespread testing, it's pretty well impossible to determine the number of cases or to track the virus. Last night, the Health Secretary announced that people in care homes returning from hospital and others displaying symptoms would be tested. Staff would get tests once capacity increases. Sanjay Berg reports.
Relatives and Residents Association, you're through to the helpline. How can I help?
Like so many charities, the Relatives and Residents Association's been flooded with calls over the last few weeks. Helen Wildbore is its director.
Relatives are really worried about what's happening in care homes, particularly for people who are used to visiting weekly or sometimes even on a daily basis and seeing their loved ones. They are concerned about what's happening and to know whether there are cases of coronavirus in the care home and whether their relative is safe.
One of those callers is a frontline NHS nurse, tired by her hospital shifts, now distraught with worry about her father. He has dementia, he's in a care home, kept in his room by a lockdown brought in to keep coronavirus out. No visits, his daughter's allowed just 2 phone calls a week. Her words are spoken by an actor.
With my dad's mental health, you can't really say, did you see EastEnders, Dad? Did you see Corrie? He won't understand that. We do part of it with a sing-along. He likes Frank Sinatra or Spanish Eyes. He can join in with that. But we've only got 7 to 10 minutes. That's all we're allowed.
Not long ago, the home called to say if her father got COVID-19, he would not go to hospital.
I was shocked to get such a call. It sounded like they were reading a script because I could hear someone else saying the same over the phone to another family in the background. They said he wouldn't be taken to hospital. He'd be nursed in his room with whatever basic treatment they could deliver.
She challenged them.
I said, to me, it sounds like someone's playing God here. And they said, you're probably right. They said I should feel comforted in a way because I could have my goodbyes, unlike the Italian families. And I said, well, that doesn't make me feel better.
Since then, she's been told there will be no last visit either. Dr. Richard Vawtry is chair of the BMA's GP committee. I asked him whether denying hospital treatment was the right approach.
No, it's not. We should treat every individual as an individual, and whether that's a patient with dementia or a patient who's much younger and without any other health conditions, we need to make assessments based on the best needs of individual patients.
More GPs are now including COVID-19 on death certificates, just on the basis of symptoms. But much more testing, as the Health Secretary's now promised, is needed to get a clearer picture, to treat people better and end the isolation of thousands of vulnerable people, young and old, in care homes and the wider community.
We would want to see an increase in the testing available in the community, not just for patients in care homes, but also those who are living at home who have similar symptoms and who are also quite vulnerable at this time.
Sanjay Berger reporting there. It's now 20 to 9.